ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
की याद लेके,
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन।
तो आज तो वतन में बाबा के अनेक बच्चों की महफिल दिखाई
दी। आई सॉ अ लवली गैदरिंग ऑफ ऑल ऑफ बाबाज चिल्ड्रन।
देयर
वर मेनी मेनी ऑफ बाबाज चिल्ड्रन विजिबल।
बाबा बीच में,
बाबा वाज इन द सेंटर,
स्टेज के ऊपर खड़े थे,
स्टैंडिंग ऑन अ हाई स्टेज।
चारों तरफ से लाइट निकलती हुई,
rays of light were spreading out from Baba and reaching all the children.
किसी के मस्तक पर तिलक लग रहा था।
The light from Baba was becoming a tilak on some children's foreheads. For some, that light was changing into blessings. Some children were having very good experiences.
देख करके बहुत मुस्कुरा रहे थे।
Baba was looking at all the children and smiling deeply, and the children were swaying in joy. And Baba too was taking hold of the children's hand and dancing like the gopis and gopis. So it was though the whole of the subtle region had transformed into this avyakt dance place. After a few seconds, Baba looked at me and said, child,
बच्चों के स्नेह का रिटर्न, बाप भी बच्चों के स्नेह में,
इन रिटर्न फॉर द चिल्ड्रंस लव, द फादर टू इज बाउंड बाय दैट लव।
आज तो बाप को बच्चों के बीच लाया है।
द चिल्ड्रंस लव हैव ब्रॉट द फादर इन द मिडस्ट ऑफ द चिल्ड्रन। द फादर इनवाइट्स द चिल्ड्रन टू द सटल रीजन, बट
बच्चों के साथ
Today, the father is giving the children experiences by being together with the children. Baba smiled and said, Baba knows how the children are experiencing the father's company with their own love, with their own dedication. They've come from far distances and they're dancing in joy at being in Baba's home. So seeing the children's happiness, the father too is pleased that my children should always dance in happiness. Baba then said, the children's love has brought the father into the sakar corporeal form. The father is lost in the children's love. The father wants to see the children become equal to the father and have a tour of the avyakt region and have avyakt experiences. I said, the children have come to the subtle region today to have a tour. Baba then said, in order for the children to become equal to the father, what do they have to do? They're in a stage, the thoughts of their mind have to be transformed. So as Baba said this, that they have to transform their inner stage and the thoughts of their mind. A sparkling ball of it that was decorated with jewels appeared. For some, the light was very bright. For some, the light was a bit dim. And for some, the light was a bit hidden. So looking at this sparkling ball, everyone was trying to catch it, this decorated ball. Baba then said, did you see? Baba is seeing the crowd of all the children's thoughts. Sometimes they think intensely about their efforts, sometimes their efforts are a bit slack, sometimes they're thinking about this situation, that situation. And sometimes these thoughts become like a ball, a globe. They have to serve the world, but they get entangled in the thoughts of their globe. And so that ball, that those ball of thoughts don't allow the transformation to happen. These days, the children, the stage is fluctuating with different thoughts. Sometimes their thoughts take them very high, sometimes they take their thoughts come bring them down, and sometimes they get stuck in the middle. Baba then said, what is the time telling the children to do? The children have to make the stage very light. The children remember the father with love and he immediately appears. So whenever the children remember with a lot of love, the father comes to the children and helps the children. So now, you have to become equal to the father and give similar love to the devotees, fulfill their pure feelings, become equal to the father, make your stage complete, perfect. So I said, Baba, yes, everyone is making their spiritual efforts. Baba then said, now the children have to, in order to transform themselves, the children have to keep an eye on their stage, see that there's no stain of any of the thoughts that don't allow you to, that become an obstacle in you creating an elevated stage. The children have to pay attention to 3 points. Remember that you have the father's company, you are under the canopy of the father's protection. Secondly, remember your home. And thirdly, with the awareness, with the memories of the future world, future kingdom, you'll be able to keep your stage in a good stage. Firstly, again Baba repeated, transform yourself. Remember that time is moving ahead very fast and your devotees are searching for you in all directions. So listen to the call of the devotees and give them the return for all their pure feelings. So they are searching for you in all directions. They want to attain something. So listen to their call. That call of the devotees is reaching some of you, but sometimes you're not able to hear the call of the devotees because you get entangled in your own thoughts. And so their call, the sound, the voice of the devotees doesn't reach you. So, as you make your thoughts elevated and powerful, clean, then the voice, the sound, the call of the devotees will reach you. Give them the father's love. Enable them to claim the rights from the father, and then you'll be able to bring about easy transformation of the world. You children have to be engaged in a double task. One is to create your perfect stage, and for that you have to transform yourself, keep the father in front of you. Secondly, in the task of world transformation, listen to the call, listen to the pure feelings of the devotees, give them the cooperation of the father's love, and through your powerful thoughts you have to bring about transformation in the world, spread vibrations of yoga. And then lastly, as you move ahead, different kinds of situations will come in front of you. So be the detached observer while seeing these situations. Remain immovable and unshakable, Because remember, the time is transforming very quickly. Baba then re-emerged the children again and said, today the children are lost in the father's love, and the father too is lost in the children's love. So Baba was standing in the center, and as though rays of light were emanating from Baba, and these were reaching all the children. So Baba was in the center, and the beautiful rays of light were spreading in all directions and reaching the children, and the children were dancing in joy. So this is all that the father wants. At the confluence age, remember that you have the father's company, you are in the father's lap, continue to dance in happiness. The time of the confluence age is the time of receiving attainments. You are not going to receive that at any other time. So always remember that. Keep those attainments with yourself. Baba always gives his company and his support at all times. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba said the children have called the father today. The father is in the children's midst. And so Baba, it was as though Baba was feeding each child and it was reaching each child, and that was making them even happier. There were many who had sent thoughts of love, and they had asked to give Baba remembrances. They had specially sent love for Baba. So Baba emerged all those children, gave them drishti, and was giving them blessings. Baba said, all of you are the dearly beloved children. Baba knows how much love the father has, and the father will always give return for that love. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. Baba also, Dadi also gave remembrances on behalf of Dadi Manohar Indraji. It was a very entertaining scene that emerged in front of Baba. Baba said, this child, Dadi, has always been so entertaining. She had also always shared Baba's knowledge in an entertaining way. And so any tired soul that used to come in front of Dadi, Dadi would alleviate their tiredness and their pain. So Dadi looked at Baba, was looking at Baba with a lot of love. The entire atmosphere was very beautiful around Baba and Dadi. Baba said Dadi had a number of specialities, and because of her specialities, she remained immovable and unshakable in every task of the yagya. She always remembered that it's her father's task. She always made progress with humility. She always used to give experiences of the original days of the yagya by sharing yagya history, and always would make the children feel that they too are jewels of the yagya. Baba then took Dadi on a tour of the three campuses of Madhuban. Dadi then said, Baba at all times takes me to different places, Baba's different homes, and it gives me great happiness to see Baba's children. And I have Dadi has the thought that they should become, the children should become complete and continue to help Baba's task progress. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.